What these earned settlement rules do is that they change the goalposts from 5 to 10, and for some people, like care workers and chefs, hospitality workers, it changes from 5 to 15 years potentially. So it was in response to that that we established the Fair Settlement Campaign, because we realised that the impact here will be very different to the impact in the UK, where there is not such a shortage of people to fill vital roles in hospitality and healthcare and social care, and areas where if we have even a small percentage of these people who are not able to stay, it will mean a significant impact on the island.
Now, these rules that you speak about, that's something that the UK is looking at the moment. The Isle of Man hasn't come out and said we're going to be following them just yet.
Correct. So what we did as the campaign, we went about establishing through two surveys exactly what that impact could be. So rather than going to the government and saying we think that people are going to leave because of various reasons, we did it very methodically and in a way that we knew that we could go with data to the government. So we conducted our own survey amongst the different communities who are potentially affected, and that is various expat groups. And then the Isle of Man Chamber of Commerce conducted a survey among the business community. And those results were presented to Ministers Chris Thomas and Tim Johnston. They were extremely receptive. Since then, the issue has been raised in the House of Keys by MHK Joni Farragher, and they've responded to those these concerns. However, at this point, no concrete decisions have been made about whether the Isle of Man is going to follow the UK's lead on this. This campaign is not about fighting all future immigration reforms. It is about negotiating protections, meaningful protections, for a relatively small cohort of people who, if even a small number of these people leave, will create significant gaps on the Isle of Man.
What were the findings from the survey?
So the community survey found that 84.3% of respondents said that existing settlement timelines might affect their ability to remain on the island long term. So that's 84% in the community survey. In the business survey, it found that 48% of employers believe that affected employees would be likely to consider leaving, and a further 40% were unsure. So across both surveys, we asked the question, which sectors do people work in, and for the employers, which sectors are they employers in? And the indicators are that the sectors that are likely to be impacted are healthcare and social care, technology and digital services, finance and professional services, hospitality and tourism, education and construction. And this means that both sets of surveys have identified the same risk. And these concerns, as I mentioned, have been raised with the ministers. And obviously, their acknowledgement of these concerns is a positive development. However, there's still no clarity on what protections may be put into place, what they'll look like, and whether they'll apply to the full existing cohort. And really, this is not just about fairness. The bigger issue here is about workforce stability.
Like you mentioned, you know, this isn't something that's a law at the moment. It's not something set in stone. It's something that's been looked at across. What made you take this on personally?
For me personally, the issue is that, like many of people who are affected, my family moved to the Isle of Man under a certain expectation that within 5 years we would be able to settle. What settlement means for us is certainty. It means not living in fear that if something goes wrong, if you need to change jobs or you become ill, that you will be forced to return. It also means for people who have children that are close to the age where they are wanting to go to university, those plans are significantly impacted because until you're settled, you don't have the right to home fees. So there are many, many people who are impacted, many people who made major life decisions based on the rules that were in place at the time. And what struck me most throughout this campaign is how many similar stories there are. People who left family behind, who moved children across the world, who left careers, and who came to the island because the island needed their skills. And that's why this stopped being about my family story a long time ago, and it became a story about hundreds of families trying to build a future here.
And Vanessa, I understand there was a petition, and that petition's going to be handed over to Tinwald soon.
The petition deadline is on Friday, and that is so MHK John Wonenberg has agreed to present the petition and to have this debated in Tinwald in July. So we're gathering signatures now in order to provide the additional support of the community for the debate that will be had in Tinwald in July.
And Vanessa, I know you said, you know, it's not about fighting against this if it does become a requirement here on the island. But you said it's about protecting that cohort of people who are here, who arrived here on that on the basis of within 5 years I'll be able to settle on the island. Can you tell me a little bit more about that, about that, you know, protecting that cohort of people?
So I think the issue here is that for future arrivals, they will be coming knowing that their settlement, their time until settlement is 10 years or 15 years or whatever the case is, whatever the UK decides. But for people who are here already, these are people who have a legitimate expectation that they can settle after 5 years. And that's the key difference. It's for people in the future. They will make those decisions fully understanding the implications of that decision. They will come, if they are in their 40s, they will know that it's going to take them 10 years or 15 years. If they come in their 50s, they may question whether they should come. For the people that are already here, those decisions have already been made. It's too late for them.
Throughout the process, this is something that you've been highlighting since November last year. Throughout the process, what's the feedback been?
For the feedback within the communities and the businesses is concern over the implications for the island, the implications for being able to replace workers. Our argument is that the cheapest and the easiest worker to retain is the one that's already here. So the cost of recruiting, the cost of, and because now the Isle of Man government announced last week new changes to the worker migrant route, which is in alignment with the UK, and which those changes are going to make it even more difficult for businesses to be able to recruit internationally, and gaps already exist. So those are the messages that we've been receiving. Obviously, among the community, it's just fear that everything that they have sacrificed by leaving their homes and rebuilding a life here is all going to be for nothing, because for various reasons, and a question that we are asked is, why will people have to leave? Why can they not just do their time, just do 10 or 15 years? And if you're young enough, that certainly is a possibility. Although, even if you're young, there is still the potential for being made redundant, falling ill. So those are fears that until you have settlement, don't go away. And the reason why people would leave is if the route suddenly becomes 10 years or potentially longer in some circumstances, they face additional years of visa renewals, which are extremely expensive. People don't realize how expensive these renewals are. When you apply for indefinite leave to remain, it's £3,000 per person. So it's all those costs. It's all the uncertainty that I mentioned. It's children not being able to access university as home students. It's some people expressing to us that they're close to retirement age, but now they need to work many more additional years before they can retire. And it's the uncertainty if illness or changing circumstances affect their employment. And for some people, that changes the calculation completely.
Vanessa, I think I've got everything I need. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I would. So I'd like to address the issue, Chanel, if you don't mind, about the common travel area, because another question that we are asked a lot is alignment with the UK not the default position? Does the Isle of Man have any choice in the matter? Really, the campaign is not asking the Isle of Man to reject future immigration reform. We're asking that the government uses the evidence that is now available, which we've presented, to make the strongest possible case for meaningful protections for people who moved here under the published five-year route to settlement. And we're also asking for formal consideration by Tynwald before decisions are made. What we believe is that changing the rules for future arrivals is one thing. Changing them for people who are already here is another. The Isle of Man has historically aligned closely with immigration policy, and the common travel area is an important consideration. The campaign recognizes that 100%. The question is not whether alignment may happen. The question is whether the Isle of Man should begin making its case now for protections that reflect the island's unique workforce, population, and economic circumstances. Waiting until UK decisions have already been finalized risks reacting too late to protect the island's workforce.
Right. And Vanessa, what is your message to anyone listening to this interview today?
Read the information, look at the evidence, think about the people behind the statistics. These are the carer looking after your mum, or the chef preparing the meal in your favorite restaurant, or the person behind the counter at the bank serving you. And if you support meaningful protections for people already living and working here, sign the petition. Anyone resident on the Isle of Man can sign. This is an opportunity for the community to have its voice heard before decisions are made. The Facebook page is Fair Settlement IOM, and there are links to the petition page there.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.